You're listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. Joining us on the telephone this morning, the Executive Director for the Calaveras County Arts Council, Kathy Mazzaferro. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning, Mark.
You had a very busy summer. Are things slowing down now that we've just entered?
No, we're slowing down. Not a bit.
Okay, I know you have a huge night tomorrow night. It is a night at the USO, and a lot of people are talking about this. Tell us what a night at the USO is all about.
Well, our night at the USO is a trip back in time, if you will, to the 40s. It's a dinner dance full of tradition, lots of red, white, and blue, a meat and taters dinner, a live big band playing for people to dance to, and it's all a fundraiser for a new project that we have instituted to help us pay for free art lessons for local veterans and their families.
Are you encouraging people to dress up?
You betcha. Pull out that dress and that cute little hat, slap on the red lipstick, and as we like to tell the guys, just wear clean jeans.
This is truly stepping back in time.
Right.
Where is this going to be held at?
This will be held on at the town hall on Churchill Road, just off of Main Street.
Okay, now, are tickets still available?
Yes, but they're going fast. I get phone calls all the time because we have closed down ordering them online because, you know, we got to get a head count to know how much food we need. But people can still call the gallery and order tickets ahead of time at 209-754-754. 1774.
How much are the tickets?
The tickets are $25.
Excellent price, Kathy.
Thank you. Yeah, we wanted to make sure it was affordable for all.
Okay, so it starts at what time tomorrow night?
Starts at 5 o'clock.
And continues through?
10.
All right. On Sunday, the events do not stop for the Calaveras County Arts Council. What do you have taking place Sunday afternoon?
On Sunday is the next part of our salute. It's an art show, and it's called Salute. Calaveras County Art Council honors 100 years of service. World War I ended in 1917, and there have been Calaveras County citizens on the front line of every war.
So where does this take place at?
This art show takes place right here at the gallery at 22 Main Street in San Andreas. It features artwork that was created from vignettes that we set up during the course of the summer and spring, as well as other art renditions of anything that salutes and honors our local veterans.
And what are the hours?
The hours of the gallery are 11 to 5, Monday through Thursday, and 11 to 3, Friday and Saturday.
And I know coming up in November on Veterans Day, you're going to have a salute to the veterans.
That's correct. Veterans Day will be the last day that the show will be in the gallery, and we will be inviting all local veterans to come and be part of the reception so that we can honor them on Veterans Day, November 11th.
Well, it sounds like you're very busy. What is the financial health right now of the Calaveras County Arts Council?
We're very, very blessed. We had wonderful sponsorship for the night at the USO. We've got a board that's very on top of fiscal management, and we have a very supportive community at large. Music in the Parks was both a financial and critical success. Everybody had a great time, and the state recently approved our annual grant, as well as a grant to help pay for the art lessons for veterans.
A website for all of the fantastic information.
www.calaverasarts.org.
And a telephone number one more time.
The telephone number is 209-754-1774.
Before I let you go, Kathy, anything else you would like to add?
Well, affordable art will be up again in December, and we're already booking groups for our annual Ovations Performing Arts Series.
Kathy Mazzaferro, she is the Executive Director for the Calaveras County Arts Council. We will see you tomorrow night, a night at the USO. Thank you, Kathy.
You look forward to it, Mark.